Chapter 11. Zophar the Naamathite said in reply,
"Will all these words go unanswered? Or will a lot of talking make someone right? Will your empty talk silence people? Will no one rebuke you for your mocking words? For you say, 'My teaching is pure, and I am clean in your eyes.' But if only God would speak and open his lips to you, then he would reveal to you the secrets of wisdom. For practical wisdom has many sides. Then you would realize that God allows some of your error to be forgotten. Can you discover the deep things of God, or discover everything about the Almighty? It is higher than heaven. What can you accomplish? It is deeper than the grave. What can you know? It is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. If he passes by and detains someone and convenes a court, who can resist him? For he knows when men are deceitful. When he sees what is evil, will he not take notice? But an empty-headed man will understand only when a wild donkey can give birth to a man. If only you would prepare your heart and stretch out your hands to him. If your hand is doing wrong, put it far away, and let no unrighteousness dwell in your tents. For then you could lift up your face with no defect. You could stand firm, free of fear. For then you will forget your trouble. You will remember it as waters that have flowed past you. Your life will become brighter than midday. Even its darkness will be like the morning. You will be confident because there is hope, and you will look around and lie down in security. You will lie down with no one to make you afraid, and many people will seek your favor. But the eyes of the wicked will fail, and they will find no place to escape, and their only hope will be death."